Not much time left to shop for holiday gifts, and if you have the extra money, you'd never want to forget all the people who make your life easier throughout the year. But before you tuck cash into that card, let's go over some ideas on holiday tipping.
Yes, let's. We go live to Stacey Rapicon. She's channel editor at Kiplinger.com, and it's nice of you to take time out of this busy season to be with us for a few minutes. Stacey, thanks.
Well, thank you for having me.
What is the right amount to give a child care provider? That seems like a great place to start. So many of us with getting help with our kids.
Definitely. Your child care provider obviously is a very important person in your life. They're taking care of your most precious gift. So for a regular nanny, for example, you'd want to give them at least a week's pay plus a small gift from your child. But if you do have a regular babysitter who covers you on weekend evenings, for example, you can give that person one or two nights' pay.
What about the cleaning lady?
The cleaning lady, another really important person. They, you know, keep you on top of your world, really, on top of all of your cleaning. You would want to give them the cost of one visit. If there's a cleaning service team that works for you, you'd want to give them a box of candy or some other gift as well.
Now, sometimes it's hard to catch these guys. Either they're rolling by when you're still asleep or you're already off to work. The trash collector, the recycling collector, they have obviously a very dirty and tough job. If you do catch up with them, what is the appropriate tip for them?
Well, you should give those people $10 to $30 each. Sometimes there's a team of two to three people, so you want to make sure that they each get the appropriate amount. And, yes, you do have to kind of try to run out and grab them instead of, you know, if you leave it on top of your trash or your recycling, they may not realize it's a gift for them. You really want to go out of your way and try to give them a handshake or say hello and introduce yourself maybe and make sure that they get that gift from you.
What about your teacher or the mail carrier? Should we be tipping these folks?
These are actually people that you might be wanting to give them a gift for the holidays, but it's not really appropriate to do so. The U.S. Postal Service actually forbids their mail carriers from accepting gifts. If you do want to give them a token of your appreciation, you can give them a gift card or a gift basket, something like that, but it really should not exceed $20 in value. That's a rule that the U.S. Postal Service sets forth. And again, with your child's teacher, you'd probably want to give them a big thank you for all the work that they do. You know, they take care of your kids all day. They teach them all throughout the year. And you would want to give them a gift, but sometimes a cash gift could look like a bribe, maybe for better grades. So you really just want to give them a small gift accompanied by a note or drawing from your child, a nice thank you note. But if you do want to get them a bigger gift, you could talk to the other parents in the class and see if they want to pool your resources and get together to give them a gift card or something like that.
Now, here's one that, you know, you really want to get a few $100 together, put them in an envelope and thank this person. It's the person who cuts your hair, styles your hair, a valued service for sure.
Oh, definitely, especially if you go on a regular basis. You know, a lot of people with short hair might be going every month or so, and you might end up having a personal relationship with them. So you want to give them the amount of the cost of one visit. If you do have separate people that, say, one person shampooing your hair and one person doing the cut, you want to make sure that they each get tipped.
What about your personal trainer or the staffers at the gym? Should you give them something?
You should, especially when you have developed a relationship with them, when, you know, you talk to them about your personal life or you really have become friends. You might want to give your personal trainer $50 or up to the cost of one session.
We have a lot more that we can read about at WTOP.com. We can't obviously go through every job, but is there one that we forgot?
Oh, there are so many people that you just want to make sure that you thank. You know, just anybody that provides a service for you, anybody that does something special in your life that you want to thank for the holidays, just consider giving them a tip.
What if you don't necessarily have the cash on hand to give somebody a tip? What can you give instead of money? Let's say you don't have $20 or $50.
Right. It's a difficult economic time for everybody, and you want to make sure that you don't bust your budget in trying to tip all of these people. So what you can do instead is maybe provide small gifts for everybody, and really a note of appreciation would be would be so nice to give to people and just let them know that you appreciate what they're doing for you and that you thank them for everything they've done.
Thankfully, we don't have to pay to hear the words thank you. That's still free, so that's
right.
Good. Stacy, thanks a lot and happy holidays.
Thanks, you too.
That's Stacy Rapakon. She's with Kiplinger.com. And read more about holiday tipping at WTOP.com. Just search tipping.